finding more papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is the 22nd day of February 2006. Live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, I have with me today Liz McIntyre, RFID and consumer privacy expert, and she serves as the communications director for Caspian, and of course that's the Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. Boy, this almost sounds like a page out of Orwellville, 1984. The free market privacy invasion, the consumer-based solutions to the problem of retail privacy. She's been a master strategist for many of the organization's most successful media campaigns. It's technology run amok, folks. And here's always the danger with technologies. Yeah, they might be wonderful technologies, but they have the great possibility of misuse, and especially on the privacy issues. Passports, driver's licenses, your kids' Cheerios at the grocery store, it doesn't matter. Tires on your car, it doesn't matter, folks. They want to track and trace everything. And what is at stake here is our privacy. Do you really want to have people tracking and tracing your purchases, how you paid for it, what time of the day, where you shop at, whatever else? It's not necessary, ladies and gentlemen. For retail outlets, this is a scam. We were talking before about the barcoding that first showed up, and yeah, people got used to that. It was not invasive. It's not intrusive. Couldn't be read outside of the store. It was for their own inventory control, pricing, whatever else. But now the RFID, it doesn't have a shelf life or self-destruct once you walk out of the doors of your retail stores. No, that thing just keeps on humming. How long, by the way, Liz McIntyre, how long are these RFIDs, how long are they good for?
Well, there's been speculation they could go on forever because they don't have any kind of real technical, you know, gizmos that can run out. There are no batteries on board that can run dry. It just, you know, all you have to do is power them up with an external reader. And there they are.
Now, we were talking on the RFID, the privacy issues. Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security wants to track spy chips in cars, moving cars going 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we found a request for information, an RFI, at a government business opportunity website. And they were looking for vendors who could come up with this RFID on steroids, basically. They talked about wanting to beef up the technology they're using now at the U.S. visit program. They're testing it at several borders where they have these documents, visitor documents, with spy chips on them. Now, what they want to do is they want to read these documents from 25 feet away. They want to read them in cars driving by at 55 miles an hour. They want to read up to 55 RFID tags on buses as they drive by. And they want to be able to pinpoint pedestrians on the street where they stand.
And what is this supposedly for, in case of an accident or something?
Well, they want to be able to track people coming into our country. But the RFI says they are thinking about using this for other purposes and by other federal agencies.
You know, I knew it. We're just a wash. We're just a wash in Al-Qaeda here. So we got to track and trace everybody. We got to take the break. We've got Liz McIntyre with us. We'll come back, take more of your calls right after this.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back here, and I'll tell you what, let's go back to the phones. My guest today, Liz McIntyre, and the website, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to keep track of this, okay? Spychips.com. This RFID, Homeland Security is in on it, Department of Homeland Security, retailers. It's the latest, greatest technology to track and trace with the more than abundant chance of being abused by our government. You wouldn't believe that, would you, Liz?
Yeah, we're worried about it going into our driver's license actually at some point, because the Department of Homeland Security is going to be setting those new national driver's license standards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise us one bit.
Well, and also with the, and I don't know that they're in the passports yet. What's the word on that?
They're starting that in 2006. I understand they're testing it, and they say by October, all passports except ones issued in emergencies will have RFID tags in them.
Well, I've never had a passport before, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get my passport.
Yeah.
What are they, good for 10 years?
Something like that, yeah. And just hope that they don't start that technology before you get it.
And for the life of me, I don't know why I want to do that, because if you leave the country anyhow, they've got databases at the airports and everything else. Everything is a threat now. And I didn't know anything leaving the country was a threat, but you're all part of the databases thanks to the transportation, the TSA, and Homeland Security. This has got to stop. And our Congress critters in D.C., they're playing games with us. I mean, on the Homeland Security and the Patriot Act, you know, to take the most innocuous portions of that and say that we're taking another look at that. No, this is our freedom here that we're talking about. A talk show host here in Austin said this a couple of weeks ago, and it stuck with him because he's absolutely right. You know, they're there for our security. But when you take away the freedom and liberty, you're taking away our security. The security doesn't come from mama government here. The security in this country came from our government, both federal and state, paying attention to the Constitution and our God-given rights. Not the government. They didn't grant us the rights. They are inalienable. They were in place, and they've been chipping away at these under the guise of security. Well, we ain't secure, folks. I can tell you that much. Like I said, I'm feeling real insecure. Let's go to the phones. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You were just talking about how they're telling us it's for our security, all of this technology. I have a friend who works at a gas station. She's a middle-aged woman, barely making it because they keep her hours under 36 hours a week just so she can't get that 40-hour-a-week paycheck. She stopped on her way home in the middle of the day. This wasn't nighttime. At an H-E-B, we were talking about H-E-B earlier, to just get a couple of things before she went home, and she was mugged in broad daylight right out in front of the store. And she was injured fairly badly, and while the people were trying to appease her while waiting for the police, they told her, oh, well, this happens inside the store all the time, too. And I said to her, I said, well, where's the film? Where's the video?
Yeah.
She said, I asked them that, and they said, oh, we don't have cameras outside. And I'm thinking, right in front of the front doors?
They
do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, find me a place anymore in the public domain that there's not a camera someplace.
Right, right. And they're, this is how, I mean, it's hypocrisy. They don't care about the people. You know, her life is a living nightmare now. Every day it's something new where these people have stolen her identity. Someone's in on it with them, cashing checks that have already, you know, the bank's already supposedly stopped the checks. But, you know, buying a cell phone and running up a $250 bill in her name with, you know, she doesn't look like the guy that mugged her. She's short, kind of heavy-boned, blonde-haired woman. And this guy was a tall, thin, we don't know what color youth under a hood. And so somebody's, you know, somehow they're cashing checks with somebody and running and using her ID. And it's like, none of this is going to help our security and our safety.
Well, and you just mentioned something else that they're using to, and they've been pumping this fear into people for a long, long time, identity theft. Now, you know, the RFID, you know, if you have a credit card that has RFID in it, you know, we can track and trace that. It's stolen property. We can track and trace that also. So, you know, the uninformed out there, the people that are just going through automatic pilot through their lives, don't know what's going on around them, nor do they, I guess they care. So these people, when you mention this kind of thing, they're just panting. They want security. They want to feel safer. And this is, I don't know which is more dangerous in the world today. People that are that ignorant, or the people who are actually trying to perpetrate this.
Right. And, you know, you watch all this happen to someone that, you know, she's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer. And, you know, she's also in shock after all this. She's still, like, post-traumatic stress. And nobody's helping her. The cops won't help her. Nobody. When she tried to close her checking account, they told her it was going to cost her $31 to do so. It's like,
well,
please.
They just never quit, do they? Hey, thanks.
Right.
Thanks for your call, Melissa.
All
I appreciate
right.
that. Steve in Pflugerville. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
For anybody that reads the scriptures, I'd kind of like to go through a little timeline here. We had, this is concerning the RFID stuff, we had the then Vice President Al Gore standing before I think, to the best of my recollection, was before a gathering at the Council on Foreign Relations,
uh-huh.
holding up a prototype for the national ID card.
And when was this?
This was two or three years ago, I believe it was. I heard Alex Jones talking about this a year or so ago.
All right.
But he borrowed a phrase from the Bible, and holding this card up, he told the gathering that there will come a day soon when nobody will be able to buy or sell anything without one of these.
And who was making this statement?
Al Gore.
Well, I remember that if it's the same. I don't remember it though being in the Council on Foreign Relations. Maybe you're correct, because I remember Al Gore holding up that prototype. And mm-hmm. But it wasn't just a couple of years ago. Gosh, I'd seen this several years ago where he made the statement. I mean, well, look, we've had the Bush in the White House, where it should have been evidently John Kerry. But we've had Bush now for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Al Gore being vice president, holding up that card, making that statement. You will not be able to buy or sell unless you have this card.
Right. Now, we know the card is a precursor to the Verichip. Now, to the best of my knowledge, the number that's on either one of those, the chip or the card, is your Social Security number. You can go to the Social Security Administration, and here again, I'm trying to pull all this stuff out of memory. I'm not sure if it's 40 CFR, but I am sure Section 666 defines your Social Security number. So, to go back to the Bible, it states that no man shall buy nor sell a thing, hath he not the mark of the beast, and that number shall be the mark of a man. That could be your Social Security number, and that number shall be 600, 3, 4, and 6.
Well,
I don't know where the
Christians are in this country. You know, the Social Security number wasn't close enough to be the mark of the beast. You know, they got to have a chip implant in their forehead or their forearm.
Thank you. Now you can go to Section 666, and that's concerning the that's in Social Security Administration stuff. It's public document. One could infer that the Social Security number could be the mark of the beast or the beast system, and it shall be in their hands and in their foreheads. That's where the Verichip goes.
Well, I can't get any closer.
Sure rang a lot of familiar bells, isn't it?
It sure does. And any time that you have a vice president saying you can't buy or sell unless you have the card,
you're in trouble.
There you go. Hey, Steve, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I tell you what, we've got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes. Let me try to squeeze one more in here, Liz, before the break.
Sure.
Wayne, and if you... I just don't want to keep rolling calls. If you've got something that triggers something in your head, please. You got
well,
the information.
I'll speak up after the break. I have a lot to say about what Steve just said.
Okay, great. Wayne in Dallas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John. Great show as always. My question for your guest is, has she or someone in her group had any direct correspondence with, like, a legal department at some of these corporations? And where I'm coming from is a legal issue here. What gives them the right to use someone's name and private information, such as their purchases, without permission and sending them to third parties? And I was curious if that's been explored, and is it in the original contract?
Well, you know, usually it is like on loyalty card documents, and, of course, you get those little privacy policies in the mail, you know, those annoying little pieces of paper telling you you can opt out. Well, it kind of tells you what they're doing with all that data.
Does this happen after the fact, like after a certain period of time after you sign the agreement?
Well, usually it's on the agreement in very small type, what they can and can't do. And, you know, basically, you know, a lot of these companies, they're basically buying this data from you. I mean, they're giving you cash back and all kinds of other perks to use their card consistently. And, and they tell you, and by the way, you know, you need to call them up and say, don't sell my data. I don't want to be on your list. I don't want to be on any list.
But the problem with this is, Liz, that we shouldn't have to make these phone calls. We shouldn't have to. Doesn't anybody understand privacy or dignity or self-respect anymore? Why is it we got to keep combating anything that these creatures want to come up with?
Absolutely, and I hate it. I've been on hold far too many times trying to get past all of this snooping.
I'd recommend revoking a signature or doing a common law copyright on your name.
Well, hold on a second, Wayne. Rodney, Paul, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. And I also want to get Liz's comment on Steve's call. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll take the short break for the network. We'll be right back.
Who Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wayne, you were mentioning something before the break about how to possibly get out of this deal.
Well, John, my thought was, going back to the original agreement, you know, this is a contract, which is a unilateral contract, so that is the individual's agreement. And since the store manager's not signing it, I feel like since it is your contract or my contract, if I were to sign it, I could cross out or say, hey, what are you saying here in this language? Are you telling me you are going to specifically forward my information to the federal government in some way? And I don't think if it's not included specifically in the language of that contract, then there should be no way they should do this.
Well, and again, let me just reiterate what I said here. Why do we have to keep combating when somebody has a neat, nifty idea to make a few bucks and be invasive on our God-given rights? Why should we have to jump through all of these hoops?
Or read through all that legalese that we don't understand being a layman. And I know you have a good legal team there with Desi and all the other folks, but I think it would be an interesting scenario to either send notices to the CEO of Albertsons or Kroger saying, cease and desist, using my name in this fashion or revoking the signature off the original contract. And I know some folks here in the Dallas area are very actively doing common law copyrights on their name. So that if someone like Albertsons does use their name to make a profit or sell the list on a list, that they could be invoiced. Now, I don't know if it could go very far, but because they have a big legal department, but I still feel like there are ways to fight this thing and be a good exercise to
well,
do so.
And here's the trick of it all. While we're in Iraq and going to go into Iran, I think this is the mass destruction or deception program, distraction, where they can do all the things that they want to do. They're moving ahead with the Free Trade Area of Americas. They're doing a lot of other things. And they keep throwing these roadblocks at us that we know, they know we're going to get excited about. We're going to get irritable about it. We're going to grouse about it. But, again, you know, we can keep hacking at these little branches. But what we need to be doing is striking at the root. I don't need any more demonstration that these clowns in Washington, D.C., are way above and beyond anything that even resembles a constitution. So, again, why do we have to keep combating this? Why do we keep having to do? Why do we keep having to do counter proposals, legislation to counter what they're doing to us? I mean, it's ridiculous. All this has to stop.
No doubt. You know, I think their full time job is putting the screws to us, and meanwhile, we're all out here, you know, trying to make a living. And this is the kind of nonsense we get. You know, where our privacy is invaded without really our direct knowledge, and again, with all the lawyers they have working for these federal agencies, you know, it goes on and on. And,
yeah, they're not just interested anymore in just bleeding it dry.
Exactly.
I understand. Hey, thanks for your call, Wayne. I had a question off air, Liz, that somebody wanted to know how to detect and dismantle the RFID chips. And I want to read this briefly here. The Faraday Shields is RFID countermeasures. Now, I don't know how practical this is going to be, but a Faraday cage can be used to prevent radio frequency signals from escaping or from entering an area, acting as an RF shield. An RFID device, if surrounded by the Faraday shield, would have incoming and outgoing signals largely attenuated to a point where they could not be usable. A very simple Faraday shield would be wrapping aluminum foil. A more effective one would be copper box around an object. Well, again, I don't know how practical this is, but the foil would serve for most purposes. An implanted RFID would be more difficult to neutralize with such a shield, but even the simple cover of aluminum foil would attenuate the electronic field component of the signals. To permanently neutralize the RFID might require strong alternate electrical current adjacent to the RFID, which overloads the tag and fries its electronics. In some cases, the article says, depending on the composition of the chip, a strong magnet may serve to magnetically destroy the coil or chip bonding by mechanical force. And they say here that there's an RFID zapper. And I'm going to read this out, and don't ask me to read again, but copy this down because there is a device out there that you can actually use to permanently render these RFID tags not usable. Matter of fact, it destroys them. A group of German privacy hackers may have come up with that portable device, and here's the address. It's https://events, I'll talk slower, I know you're writing fast, .ccc.de/congress/2005/wiki, W-I-K-I, /RFID-Zapper. So put that in your computer and see what you come up with. Rodney in Texas. Oh, by the way, before we go to Rodney, you wanted to comment on Steve's comments.
Yes. A lot of people make the connection between RFID and the last book of the Bible, which, of course, is the book of Revelation. And in Revelation 13, there is a prediction that one day people will not be able to buy or sell unless they have a unique number that's in their hand or their forehead. And so Steve is not alone. In fact, we have a new book out that addresses this issue. It's called The Spy Chip's Threat, Why Christians Should Resist RFID and Electronic Surveillance. And that's available in Christian bookstores, and you can also get it at Amazon.com. And we have a whole chapter in there called On the Brink of the Mark that addresses this issue of, you know, will RFID usher in this mark of the beast?
Right. And again, the website is www.spychips.com. We'll be back on the other side of this break. More of your phone calls with my guest today, Liz McIntyre. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. We've got loaded banks here. Again, put out your information on how major corporations and the government plan to track your every move with RFID. Where can they get the books?
It's in all the major bookstores at, you know, Barnes & Noble and Borders. It's available online at Amazon.com. And let's see, The Spy Chip's Threat, now that book we just talked about, Why Christians Should Resist RFID and Electronic Surveillance, is mainly being sold in Christian bookstores. And you can also find it online at Amazon.com.
All right. Back to the phones, Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I was interested in the statement that the nice lady, Ms. McIntyre, made earlier regarding IBM. Now, Ms. McIntyre, were you aware that IBM has a history of being involved in numbering individuals? It's my understanding that during the slaughter of millions of humans, that IBM was intricately involved in developing the number system in which many of those individuals were stamped and put into ovens. And I also want to ask you to address an article that I read at PrisonPlanet.com, in which the city of San Francisco passed an ordinance in which all dogs and cats are required to have these RFID chips in them. There was a third one in which I heard the city of Houston is now starting to require the homeowners, or new homes are built with cameras inside. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any limit that these people, and I call them New World Order people, eugenicists, will stop to carry out their dastardly deeds. And could you expand on the first point?
The IBM, yeah.
Yes, Rodney, you're right. IBM was very involved with Hitler, and they leased cutting-edge punch card technology to him so he could track all the Jews and their possessions. And, yes, they were very involved. As far as dogs and cats, that's something that's been happening around the world. I know in Spain they have some regulations about that, and now you're telling me San Francisco. It's really not surprising. And, you know, we could be tracked through our animals, but, frankly, you know, I'm not gonna fight that, but when they try to put... You know, they can put a leash on a dog, but if they try to put a leash on me, I'm going to say no in the same way. You know, if they're chipping pets and they say pets have to be chipped, I may not, you know, yell and scream, but let them try to come after me with one of those hypodermic needles and one of those chips. And that's just not okay.
Yeah, and the problem is, Liz, that, you know, there a couple of years ago, we remember the wing nuts from Florida here. The very weird-looking family that was very proud of the fact that they had an implantable microchip in them, and this, I'm sure, they were paid some fair dollars from the company that was making these chips. But the problem I'm having here that, you know, some people are just absolutely stupid, and they don't really care. Well, I don't want to see any of this technology in place being used on human beings. I mean, even on dogs or cats, because think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Where's your cat and your dog with? It's licensed. It's chipped. They want to find you? Well, just find your dog. Chances are they'll find you. So any of this has the potential for abuse, and I don't want to see any of it implemented. I mean, it's hard to – some people will argue, well, quit trying to – John, quit trying to withhold technology. You know, you're holding back the – it's like holding back the hands of time. You know, it'll just rip your arms out. It's going to progress no matter what you think or you say. But what bothers me here is that they're implementing this stuff. Some people think that it's okay. They'll take it. Other people argue, well, you have a choice. You know, you can take it or you can't take it. I don't want any of it.
I would agree with you there. But as far as dogs and cats go, you know, stupid people are going to pass stupid laws, and that's probably, in the grand scheme of things, it's probably, you know, not the biggest issue for me right now. But, yeah, I don't like the idea that someone's telling me how I have to take care of my cat or dog. And you know what? It's just a slippery slope. One day it's your cat or dog. Next day it's your child. It's your farm animals. It's you know, basically everything on planet Earth.
Well, they're divvying up everything as we speak, but that's another program. Rodney, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, John. I got an idea. I heard this from somebody. If you want to neutralize an RFID chip, all you have to do is put it in the microwave oven with a cup of water, because microwave ovens work off of water. Something's got to be in there to absorb the...
Right.
Okay. Turn the microwave oven on for about 10 seconds, and that ought to cook the chip. The only thing is, I heard that some of them will explode with a little pop. And if you want to put a nice shirt in there or something, you know, to neutralize the chip, you know, you might be, you know, would have what might look like a cigarette burn in it after you're done. But it's just, I just thought I'd run that by your listeners if anybody wants to try it. As long as there's no metal in it.
Yeah. Paul, let me stop you short there. We have we talk about how Catherine and I did that in a microwave oven to test it, because so many people were coming to us with that idea.
Yeah.
Do not do this at home. It's like one of those commercials, you know, they have this, the writing, don't do this at home.
Yeah.
Don't do that at home, because even with the water in there, I'd be very concerned. The chips we fried for just 2 or 3 seconds burst into flames.
Really?
And yeah, we have pictures in our book, actually, showing this. And, you know, you don't want to destroy the things you're buying with a microwave, and you certainly don't want to destroy your microwave or burn down your house.
Oh, no. I heard that they were putting these chips in $20 bills now, too.
Well,
is that true, the new ones?
Well, that actually is not the case. It was reported. Actually, the Treasury Department uses a lot of magnetic ink, and the metal filings in there, you know, would arc and,
right.
and cause a burning in the center. They, to the best of our knowledge, there were no RFID tags in American currency. However,
yeah.
the Japanese government has talked about putting RFID tags in high-denomination yen bills, and the European Union has also talked about it.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that's strange.
Well, they can track and trace it anyhow. But, yeah. Thanks for your call, Paul. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, yeah. Throw it in the microwave, but what if you've got an expensive electronic equipment and saying that it can fit into a microwave, would you want to nuke it anyhow? I don't want it in anything.
Yeah, why buy it in the first place? I mean, the solution here is to tell companies that we don't want this, withhold our shopping dollars, don't shop at stores like Walmart, that are the 800-pound gorilla of retail and the 800-pound gorilla of RFID. Write to them and tell them why you're not shopping there anymore. Don't buy products from Procter & Gamble, another big RFID proponent. You know, they're the makers of Pantene shampoo, Tide laundry detergent, Cascade, many brands of hair coloring they make, Lifinity lipstick. You know, just stop buying them and write to the company. Say no. Gillette, another one, big spy chipper. Bought half a billion of these things a couple of years ago.
Well, and it's amazing. Until we get to the point where we're the 500-pound gorilla, and we're sitting on their lap in their living room chairs, drinking their beer, watching their televisions. And until we get to that point, that we have enough people that are concerned. See, the problem here is, and I keep reminding people of this, a lot of people aren't familiar with our form of government. They have no understanding or appreciation of what our government, or at least how it started out. And as Americans, folks, you're part of history because you're part of one of the greatest countries that ever been on the face of the planet. We had the most freedom and liberty and economic opportunities. I mean, I have referred to it as being Disneyland. It was like Disneyland. Now we're outside the gate. We can't afford admission, and we've been locked out of our own playground here. More people, folks, I'll say this again. I don't care if it's about RFID. I don't care if it's about the FTAA. I don't care about Homeland Security, Patriot Act, any of these subjects that are intrusive into our lives, our God-given liberties, must be done away with. Because I'm tired of looking at the branches. I'm eyeballing that root. I want to get rid of the root of the evil that's emanating out of this. And once you start smacking these people back and smacking them back hard, then it becomes a problem for the next person that wants to come up with the next jolly idea on how to trounce your God-given rights. We have yet to do that. And the only way that that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, is when we have the informed masses. I'll say it again. We need more numbers. Liz, do you think this would be a problem if we had a 5 or 10 million people in this country right now that knew everything about our RFID and was writing and calling companies, their public relations department or their law firms or whatever who represents them, and tell them, you know what? This is nuts. We're going to start suing your people. Yeah, we're going to start going after you.
Right. Well, we need to do that, and that's one reason we wrote the books that we've written and why we have our website at spychips.com. By the way, we have a free newsletter there. We hope people sign up. And, you know, we're all about grassroots action. We've already had a couple of protests, and we've made ourselves known in front of Walmart stores, one in Dallas, Texas, back in October. We've had one in New Hampshire. And, you know, if anybody out there, you know, wants to join our organization and start a local chapter, maybe organize a protest, maybe organize a writing campaign, or maybe even some kind of a legislative effort. I believe we had one gentleman call in. That was Wayne. He had such a good idea there. You know, that's what we need to do. And tell your neighbors, tell your friends, talk to your churches. Churches need to know about this technology. They have no idea this is coming down the pike, many of them.
Well, they're a lot of these churches, and I've been hard on the churches too, because a lot of the problems we're seeing in this country right now, we've got a whole lot of churchgoers. I don't know how many of these people are real Christians with what is going on and literally seething and wrapping them around themselves in this country today. You'd almost have to be dead to begin with not to notice that something's wrong. But, you're right. I mean, if the pastors and our churches were talking about the God-given rights that we're bestowed with, you know, it's a gift having life to begin with. It's a bigger gift to have life and have been born in this country. But we're sitting around, Liz, and we're witnessing it being destroyed before our very eyes.
That's right. And, you know, it's really shocking. One big church in Illinois, we read about, they're installing fingerprint readers. So when kids come in, they touch their fingerprint reader. There are actually programs where they actually have automatic debits from people's accounts, and pastors are saying, wow, this is a great way to ensure continued giving. There are loyalty programs where people can actually use their loyalty cards and have their points donated to their church.
Let me be the first one to put implant a chip in this guy's backside, because obviously he should not even be behind the pulpit.
But see, you know what? I have feelings for these people because they don't understand. They've been sold a bill of goods. No one's telling them the downsides. And what we need to do is get this word out to our friends, our neighbors, you know, our churches, our pastors, and tell them, hey, here's a book, Spy Chip, that talks all about this technology. Here's this website. You need to go there. You need to find this out. We need to be informed.
Liz, you're a kinder person than I am, because if you're a pastor or a preacher or supposedly a man of God, then you know the Bible. You know the global plans here, the world order. You know all of these things, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to have these pieces fall into place. You're kinder than I am.
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to mention, tell you what, we got loaded phones. Let me keep rolling these calls.
Sure.
Dave,
sure,
in Arkansas. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, John and
Hi.
Liz.
Hi.
You know, what the folks are really looking for, I think, are remedies, right? And regarding the so-called system we have here, governmental system here, how about a couple of quick Supreme Court quotes? We have in our political system a government of the United States and a government of each of the several states. Each one of these governments is distinct from the others, and each has citizens of its own. U.S. v. Cruikshank, 1875. It is quite clear, then, that there is a citizenship of the United States and a citizenship of a state which are distinct from each other and which depend upon different characteristics or circumstances in the individual. That's from the slaughterhouse cases. And so on and so on. So what occurred there with the Reconstruction after Lincoln's War? The inferior political status citizen of the United States, and that originated by the Civil Rights Act of 1866 and the Reconstruction Acts, culminating in the 14th Amendment that was never lawfully ratified. And that is a class of citizenship. But it's purely voluntary by virtue of the 13th Amendment and state constitutions prohibiting involuntary servitude. And that's also as defined in 26 Code of Federal Regulations 1.1-1, and so on and so forth. But, you know, that's what my seminar is going to be about March the 4th. There's a flyer on my website, www.nomoreserfs.com. And that's what we're going to be implementing, is the procedurally correct method of correcting your political status. Okay?
And, Dave, and what is your last name?
Wilson.
Okay. And this is going to be taking place where?
At Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And when?
March the 4th. That's Saturday, 8:30 to 6:30.
And any contact information?
It's on my website, on the flyer and so on.
And the website is again?
www.nomoreserfs.com. And also, John, there's a document in the left menu bar, a wake-up call to pastors, elders, deacons, and members of Christian churches that details the effect of incorporating and obtaining a 501c3 license from the IRS.
All right. Thanks.
And there's also an affidavit that folks can send to their church board.
NoMoreSerfs.com.
Yes, sir.
I like the name of it.
Dave, that's interesting. We actually, at Caspian, decided not to be a 501c3, even though we could probably get donations that way, because we do not want to be subjected to government scrutiny. I mean, that's totally an antithesis to our particular mission.
You betcha. Well, where churches are concerned, Liz, you know, the real true effect of what they have done is replace Jesus Christ as the head of their church with the IRS commissioner.
Oh, you just said the word that makes a lot of people's toes curl up.
Well, it's about time to get their head out of the sand.
You got that right. Thanks for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. And callers, we've blown off the last break to get your calls in here. Paul in New York. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
All right. You know, it's funny, the IRS, that's theirs, isn't it? The IRS, that's how you spell theirs. So So anyway, I was thinking that he stole my thunder there. You know, Eric Williams is on every Saturday, and he's speaking about the same thing. It's all voluntary. And until we build a group of people that volunteer not to take the chip and volunteer to start our, you know, we should just be using different money. We should just stop using these people's services. I mean, altogether, just boycott them. And we need to build an army of people that are willing to do that.
You just hit the key. And I'll keep stressing this. And I'll do this until I'm too old to sit behind a microphone or I drop dead. It's in the numbers. You want to talk army of people? Army of people only come from the informed masses. They're going to be aggravated and angry about something. How about letting them find out exactly what the plans are here for America and how it's being systematically destroyed? And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a plan. So we're in the numbers. We're back to the numbers.
I'm doing my part here. You know, I got a public access show on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Good.
And Lindsey Williams playing tonight. He's awesome. Boy, he puts some scare into you. But these RFID chips, you know, you need to do a movie. That's what you need to make as a DVD. I forgot your name. Liz?
Liz, yes.
Yeah, you know, you need to make a DVD. I was on your site. I'm looking for a DVD. I scrounged the internet for all kinds of little video clips, you know, and I put together about maybe 25 or 35 minutes of flash presentation and that IBM commercial and just things like that. And it would really be nice to have a DVD. I did find a bunch of stuff on all the cards at the stores. What do you call those? The savings cards, you know?
Right.
I did see a little video of that. But, you know, it would be awesome. You're such an authority on it. You ought to do it.
Paul, you just brought up a good point here. I was going to mention to Liz, if you put me on your email list and you contact me and let me know that what presentations, what demonstrations or whatever's coming up, I'll be happy to keep people abreast on this deal.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, because, you know, we've got the mechanism in which to inform people. This is what we're desperately trying to do here, is to bring more people into the informed mode. Get them on board. And what Paul brought up is a very good idea. I mean, if you guys can put a DVD out there, if you didn't take the 501c3, I'm sure you'd have no problem with making a DVD, making that available to people that is not copyrighted. They can copy it and give that information out to other people. We're in an informational war, that's for sure, but they've got to have the information available. Websites are good.
DVDs are just awesome because people, you know, I mean, they can... You know, nowadays people have a very low attention span, and make a good moving DVD, you know, that's a whole other issue. But people need that fast moving thing; they just can't, you know. And I think you can do it. You have such a knowledge of this stuff. All you need to do is find somebody that can help you put the actual graphics down.
Good suggestion.
Well, anybody listening out there that wants to help me with something like that would love to talk about it.
Yeah, I wish I could. I'm not that good at it. I wish I could. I've been using other people's DVDs and putting them on public access. Hey, I'm going to let you guys go and
take
a few more calls. Thanks a lot, John, for everything you're doing, okay?
Okay, appreciate it, sir. And is there a way, if somebody wants to help Catherine Albrecht and Liz McIntyre, put together a DVD. It could be out of speaking engagements, stuff that they've already done. Nothing too lengthy. Better put all the information in there. I hate long things. Shorter is better, because he's right, the attention span. And, of course, you got to sell the sizzle and make it flash to get people's attention. But is there a contact point for you, Liz, that people may contact you to offer their services?
Well, sure. You can write to me at liz@spychips.com. That's liz@spychips.com. You can also reach us through our website at www.spychips.com.
Very good.
We'd love to hear from people.
Good idea, Paul. We've got thinkers out there. See, here's the beautiful thing about this. We got the thinkers. They got the stinkers. John in New York, you're up next.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, and Liz. Just you're hearing your talking there, you know, if you get your insurance fire or anything from the federal government, they all have these flyer cards in there for your personal protection. We protect your secrecy and all this, and it's just a bunch of bull and false advertising. But just a thought is, I bought a garage out where they had an electronic marker for tagging things, you know, for magnetic chipping. And I don't know how they would work for removing it or whatever, but it's quite a common practice. You know, your gas stations have them, Walmart has, everybody has them. And so I'm sure someone in the science business might be able to rectify putting one like, say, where you could hang it on a bridge or put it in the back of your car. So as you're going down the road, you're erasing everybody's chip.
Well, you know, they're going to outlaw that.
If you're the only one without a chip, they're going to catch you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would definitely give numbers with no cooperation other than driving under the bridge.
Well, John, and I'll go back to my original statement here. Why are we having to combat this kind of stuff?
I understand that, but we're at war. And war is dirty. And
well, that's true. That
you know,
is,
and you've got
true.
The protection of, hey, you told me you got it. Here's my paper that says you're going to give me protection on my privacy, and yet you're not doing it, so I'm erasing the chips. You know, if you got caught in court or something, I mean, they got egg on their face already, so how do they challenge you?
Well, and a lot of people don't even realize how fast this technology is moving. They have no idea. We talked about cameras earlier.
Right.
Folks, you're not going to see the big cameras on street corners anymore. These cameras that they're coming out with now, even when you put them on an articulating mechanism, these cameras are so small that you're not even going to be able to see them. They're going to be the size of a postage stamp or even smaller. So is this technology and this wonderful thing that we've got to be tracked and traced and everybody's got to know everybody else's business, this is only going to get worse and harder to detect. It's going to be pervasive throughout our country, throughout all culture. And again, let me drop back and punt here and just tell folks, look. It's going to be in the numbers. Yeah, we're in a battle. We're in a pitch battle for even sometimes our very lives in this country. So it is in the number. And everybody within the sound of my voice, I don't care what subject you want to pick, what interests you the most. Remember this. You have got to be a good listener as you are a talker. Because I've heard people that can talk till most people can turn to sand, okay? But they're not good listeners. We can extract. We can engage and bring people in. Find out what their concerns are. Shut your mouth long enough to hear what their concerns are. Engage them. Find out what their fears, their concerns are. Give them some information. Let them come back to you and ask you questions. Because this has happened, and Liz, I know it's happened to you many times. You start talking to about something that you're really jazzed about, you feel it's really important, you're really getting into the meat of your subject, and all of a sudden you look at them and they're glazing over. You know?
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
It does. John, thanks for your call. Let me try to squeeze a couple more in here. Let's go to Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall.
Hey, good afternoon, and a wonderful program, and I just wanted to say I think that video is a good idea, and I know that we can do some taping. We might be able to see if we can get a program together on chipping.
I would, Randall, you must have been reading my mind. Shame,
I must have.
Shame on you. You're not
all
clairvoyant.
Right.
Do I have a chip on me someplace here? But, now, I was thinking about that exact same thing, because when I started the show, I wasn't even aware how close she really is. We could both hit her with a stone here.
Right.
So,
as well as we can bring in Mrs. Albrecht, too.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Well, Randall, we'll talk about that. I appreciate you calling, my friend. All right. Guess what? This has been a fast 2 hours. We are flat out of time. Liz, I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for inviting me here.
Well, and remember, folks, SpyChips.com. See, these websites aren't just for your perusal. Get it drummed into your head that the information that you're gleaning, you're learning about, you need to pass it on. We are in a numbers game. Let's get those numbers up. Liz McIntyre, thank you again.
Oh, thank you, John.
You'll be hearing from us shortly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do another edition of the National Intel Report with yours truly Friday. But Thursdays is relegated to those legal, constitutional kind of people. I kind of got in the way of that, so I just turned it over to them on Thursdays. I'll see you back here Friday. God bless.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.